How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, you know, probably a father first.
You have a great reputation of being a family man. Nobody can deny that, whether they're for you or against you or have been violently opposed, even voted against you. There's no question about that. So that would be...
Yeah, because I think the family unit is what it's all about. And then consistent, because you have so many people who will change their position because the public has changed its position. And there's no better example of this than global warming. How many people, they're so afraid of that issue, scared to death. And yet, it's easy. I can remember when I did the discharge petition in 1993 in the House, that was the most single significant reform. Almost every Democrat in the final analysis had to vote for it. One of them literally held his nose and voted for it. I remember that because I was watching.
Any particular names like Hillary Clinton? You have relationship with her, friendship at all?
Not so much with her, because we office next door to each other when she was in the Senate. And with that, a lot of staff-driven animosity was there. And this issue I mentioned of the Kyoto Treaty was one that has driven us apart. But there are a lot of them that we're really close to. I mentioned Harry Reid, and Republicans get upset with me sometimes. But I understand his job, what he has to do to be the leader. And I think he's light years better than Tom Daschle was when he had that job. But it's still the personal thing. You can have a personal relationship with someone and truly love someone who you disagree with philosophically.
Yeah. There's such contentiousness in Washington now in 2013.
I can name some other names. Who comes to the mind of most people who are listening to us right now as the most liberal member of the United States Senate, a Democrat? It would be Bernie Sanders from Vermont. He is on the ballot as a socialist. And yet, if you were to ask him who his favorite conservative Republican is, I bet you'd say me. I would tell you something that happened. This is a true story. We had Obama in the White House first year, so he had the House and the Senate. That means anything they could pass. And what they were trying to do was do something really punitive on oil companies. It was right after the tragedy in the Gulf. And they were trying to do something that would have actually done away with all of America's participation, and the only countries that would be able to drill would be China and Venezuela. That's how serious it was. And so they're down there, and Bernie Sanders had a giant check on how much money Exxon made this last year. And look how they're rich and they're ripping off. It's class warfare. They were getting ready to vote on this thing that he introduced as an amendment. And if that happened, it would have sailed through the House. That was Nancy Pelosi's House. The president would have signed it. I literally ran down and challenged him on this thing. We debated this thing. We ultimately had a vote, and I won by almost 2-1. But if I hadn't gone down, it would have passed. After that was over, he came up to me, not all that privately. I said, Inhofe, I want you to know, in the years I've been in the Senate, that was the healthiest debate I've ever been involved in, because we both believed in our cause. Barbara Boxer and I are close. So I've got a lot of people that are philosophically entrenched on the other side.
Presidents, any presidential stories, presidents that you've personally engaged with? You can go back. Gerald Ford, I know, came here and he campaigned for you. But are there any presidential stories, personal ones that you have?
Well, the personal ones all go back to Reagan because of the early relationship that we had. But then George II, I became pretty close to him. I didn't so much George I because that was back when there was a conflict. But he was the more moderate of the two, going all the way back to Reagan. But George II was one that I became very close to. One reason was I have something that I do every weekend that I'm here. Now, generally on every fifth or sixth weekend, I'll be someplace like Africa or Afghanistan or someplace like that. But the rest of them, I'm back in Oklahoma. And I pride myself in wanting to do something that I know that other senators are not doing. I know that Chuck, our friend from New York, is not doing.
Chuck Schumer.
So I will go up with all my kids and grandkids. I supply them with all their wood. I cut down the trees, split all the wood, and do that because I know that Chuck Schumer's not doing it. And so and the reason I do that is because that allows me to do something that is normal. The problem I've seen And this happened with Dave McCurdy. He just moved to Washington. We became one of them. When people forget, they forget where they came from. And so the way I remind myself who I came from is I cut all their wood and I do all this stuff. That's why I was mowing my field 4 days after my open heart surgery. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get out of there.
Well, I want to thank you for taking this time for this website, which is Recording Voices and Preserving Oklahoma's Legacy One Voice at a Time, and yours needs to be preserved, and
well,
I thank you.
No, I agree with what you're doing. I think that no one's done that before, and I'm glad you are. I would have felt left out if I had not been a part of this, so that's why we scheduled this time.
Very good. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much.
You bet.